Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's time for Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor.
Thank you for joining me today on Faith to Live By. This is Sue Taylor. Today I want to share with you the divine promises of God. Scripture tells us that His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises so that through them, you and I may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. This scripture is probably one of my most favorite in the whole Bible. It is what I call power-packed. It is power-packed because it involves God keeping His word to us as believers. You know that I can remember a time when I was a small girl being raised in a very small backcountry town, that your word was as good as any written contract or bank note. In fact, you were known by and for your word. If you made a promise and kept it, it was accredited towards your character as being a man or a woman of your word. I'm sad to say that in today's world, very few people keep their word. It doesn't even have to be a big thing, but even in the little matters of life, people don't keep their word. Yet this scripture I just read to you out of 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4 tell us that God has given us very great and precious promises, and that He has given these to us that first and foremost we may become like Christ, and that we may partake in the very nature of the divine Christ. Over the next couple of days, I want to share with you how profitable the divine promises of Christ are to us who believe. The scriptures have much to say, not only in the promises themselves, beloved, but much to say about the areas of our lives to which we can claim these promises. First, let's look at the characteristics of these divine promises. You know, when we look at the characteristics, we cannot help but see the very character of God, the one who has given us these promises. In fact, He stands behind them, and we are to stand on them. These divine promises are first of all assured by the divine ability of God to keep His word to us. You know, my husband and I had the opportunity once to attend the governor's inaugural address in Jefferson City, and it was then Governor Matt Blunt, and it was a time meaning, you know, he said that it is a time, meaning politicians, that I promise what we keep and keep what we promise, was his words. I remember that so distinctly. I admired this statement and pray that, you know, politicians everywhere would have the grace to keep the promises that they have made to the people of this great state. God tells us in His word that being fully persuaded, God had power to do what He had promised. We first have to understand that God has the ability to keep His promises. He is not only God, but He is all-powerful God, and that gives Him the ability to follow through on what He promises. We don't have to be fully persuaded by man and his lack of power to keep promises when we believe in the ability of God's power. So it is very important that what we promise, beloved, that we try to keep that promise. And let our yea be yea and our nay be nay. And sometimes we need to think it through before we make a promise. Secondly, the promises of God are grounded in Christ Jesus. And we all know what God thinks of His Son and the supreme sacrifice that He made on behalf of us, His beloved. Listen to what the Word of God says about this point. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ Jesus. And so through Him, the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. Beloved, when we happen upon a promise from God, we can boldly say, "Yes, Lord, you are going to do what you have promised, and all I have to say is amen. So be it." This should give us great confidence and joy in the Holy Spirit to know that all of the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Are you in Jesus Christ today, beloved? If you are, God is waiting to say yes to what He has promised you. Thirdly, the promises of God are unfailing. God cannot and will not fail you. Praise be to the Lord, who has given rest, it says, to His people Israel, just as He promised. Not one word has failed of all the good promises that He gave through His servant Moses. We can rest in the promises of God, for they will not fail us. If you are His servant, rest assured that God cannot and will not fail you. Trust Him to keep His unfailing word to you. Fourthly, His promises are of infinite value. Unbounded and unlimited are the promises of God. They are so because they come from God Himself, who is immeasurably great and without end or beginning. He can promise what He wants to us, and no one can tell Him, "You can't promise that," because God is God. And you know what He says to you, "Yes, yes, yes, in Christ Jesus, I did and I will." Lastly, His great and precious promises culminate in everlasting life. 1 John 2:25 tells us, "And this is what He promised us, even eternal life." All of the great and precious promises of God are meant to give us eternal life right now in this nasty now and now, not just in the sweet by and by. Believe God today, dearly beloved, that He promises what He can keep, and He keeps what He promises. And you will find that you will have faith to live by.
You've been listening to Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor. If you would like to write with your comments or to request a copy of this program for an $8 donation, write Sue Taylor, 10827 Highway 86 East, Neosho, Missouri, 64850. Sue Taylor is a member of the KNEO team and a keynote speaker at several church and women's events throughout the four-state area. To book Sue for your next event, contact Sky High Radio at 417-451-5636.